Hello, what? And welcome to a very special episode of Game Show Game Show.
What are these lights? Why am I chained down?
Did you put that one in a new key?
Yes, I did.
This isn't my dungeon. Where are we?
We are here in the studio today, and this is a very special episode of Game Show Game Show because this is the Tournament of Champions. Everyone here today has won an episode, and we will be dividing it up into a few parts. So let's meet the four members of Group 1 right now. Champion of Duels, it's Brian Payne. Champion of Lists, it's Charlie Harper.
Where's my sandwich? I was promised a sandwich in my prize.
Champion of Jokers, it's Brett Hall.
I'll always ensure your bits. Make sure if you lose a dice in the studio, CJ will never leave it down.
Oh, no. And champion of trivia, it's Danny DeMelfi.
Hi.
And these are the four people who will be competing in the first part of this game show. You all know what game show we are playing today?
No, we don't.
Yes.
No.
You leave a copy of your script in the dungeon. I don't have anything else to eat.
Dang it, Charlie. All right. No, you do not know what game show we are playing. And I will tell you right now. Eight champions, only one can win. And today's game show is super easy in that you only have to answer four questions correctly to win.
So easy.
It's not. Why are you doing this, Charlie?
I haven't had my sandwich. Charlie. I haven't eaten in 2 months.
All right. Now, let me explain the rules of today's game show. Today's game show is called 101 Ways to Leave a Game Show. Real TV show aired in London and America, and it's a relic of its time.
That's pretty good.
So, here's how it works.
Blew up that one guy, it got canceled, right?
Nope. Anyway, here's how it will work. For this first part, I will be asking you two questions, multiple choice questions. Each round will have the number of correct answers equal to the number of players minus one. One answer will be wrong. If you get the wrong answer, you are eliminated from the game.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is dangerous.
Major stakes.
There's a bomb strapped to our chairs. This is Squid Game in real life.
No. All
right. Squid Game, dude.
So, more specifically, I'm going to ask you a question. You all are going to write down your answers. If you write, I will give you paper numbers. If you write down the same answer as someone else, then you will do a tiebreaker question. The winner of that tiebreaker question will get that answer.
Right? What if we tie on the tiebreaker question?
Tiebreaker questions are buzz-in questions.
Oh.
And what if all of us give the same answer?
Then you're all going for a tiebreaker. Now, do the four of you know what you could win if you win this Tournament of Champions?
What could we win, CJ?
Happiness.
A sandwich.
I feel like I asked about this on the last episode.
You did, and now I can confirm that the winner of the Game Show Tournament of Champions will win this tiny trophy.
Oh my god, it looks so blindingly beautiful.
It looks like a sandwich. I'm so hungry.
I can see it.
I'm so hungry. I could put some water in there.
It looks like your wildest dreams and desires.
I'm so hungry.
I'm so glad all of our viewers are going to be able to see this on TV.
Somebody break me out. I'm trapped.
Holy cow.
The winner will take that home and be crowned the champion of Game Show Game Show Season 1.
Wait, do you have a crown?
Well, no, I do not have a crown.
Oh. That's a shame.
All right, then we will get underway with our first question.
The clip. Push on the clip.
There
you
go.
I'm sorry.
Push on the clip.
What the?
Thank you. All right,
an eraser?
No. Pen clicking ASMR.
Yeah, that one's
finally, a way to cut out of my chains.
That's amazing.
All right. Stop clicking the pens, please. We're going back into it. So, are you ready for the first question, Brian?
Yes.
All right. It is time for the first question, and for one of you, the last question.
Do we get new cards?
What do you mean?
How big am I supposed to write on this?
Just enough where I can see it.
Okay.
All right. Here is the first question, but first I'm going to give you the answers.
Oh.
Meat City, Blue Jay Way, Wild Honey Pie, on Juniper Road. Here is the question. Three of these are song titles by one or more members of the Beatles. Do you know which ones?
Can you repeat?
The choices are Meat City, Blue Jay Way, Wild Honey Pie, and On Juniper Road. So please write down your answers and do not show them to anyone else.
Wait, so we're looking for...
You are looking for one of the right answers. There are three correct answers. You want to find any of them.
God, I hope...
I think you should choose option E.
And do not write letters. Please write down them in full.
If we submit our cards first, do we win the tiebreaker?
No, you do not.
That's really unfortunate.
A lot of this might be getting edited out, so we'll see how it goes. All right. We'll go around the table. Brian, what have you answered? Read it out, please.
C, Wild Honey Pie.
All right. Do you feel confident about that answer?
I don't know the Beatles.
All right. Charlie.
I chose On Juniper Road.
Okay.
I also chose On Juniper Road.
Oh, okay. So you will be going into a tiebreak. Danny, what have you chosen?
Blue Jay Way.
All right. Danny and Brian, you have your answers.
Oh, no.
And now... We will go into a tiebreak between Charlie
as incorrect and answers. Brett.
How do I buzz in? Do I just slam my little chains?
You will raise your hand. You will raise your hand, and I will call on you.
I'm chained down. How am I supposed to raise my hand?
All right. Here is your question. Juniper can be found at an altitude of 16,000 feet, making it one of the highest tree lines in this mountain range, located in Tibet. Brett.
The Himalayas?
Correct. Brett claims the answer. Charlie, you are left with Meat City.
I mean, that's a pretty cool title.
All right.
I really hope I'm
right. Now,
wish I was in Feet City.
Three of you are correct. One of you is wrong.
So it's Wild Honey Pie. That was incorrect.
We'll find out. Brian, you chose Wild Honey Pie. Danny, you chose Blue Jay Way.
I'm so scared.
Brett, you won On Juniper Road. And Charlie, you got stuck with Meat City.
Yeah, and I won.
All right.
Meat City.
I will now reveal one of the correct answers. Released by the Beatles as a band, Blue Jay Way. Danny, you are into the next round.
Thank you, Brian.
Now...
Well,
another correct answer.
It can't be C.
Wild Honey Pie. Yeah, Brian is on to the next round.
Who are these people?
Charlie, Brett, one of you has the wrong answer and is off the show, and I will play a bunch of wacky sound effects to show that you are off the show.
To cover up the bomb exploding underneath my chair.
Typically in the show, they will do all sorts of wacky stuff. They'll throw people off of buildings. They will kick someone off a pier with an anchor tied to them. These are all real ones. I watched them this morning.
I wonder why the show got canceled.
They'll put a car bomb under their family car. It's pretty
I'm
crazy.
Going to reveal the wrong answer.
All right.
In 5, 4... 3, it's more intense on the show. 2, 1. The wrong answer is On Juniper Road. Goodbye, Brett.
Whoa. No. Whoa.
I can't believe that portal just opened up and sucked Brett.
Dude, this guy got sucked to Meat City.
Meat City, a real song, I believe, by Paul McCartney.
I claim to Brett's headphones.
Okay.
I'm surprised it was survived the portal.
Now, the three of you have made it onto round 2. If you get this next question correct, you will move on and take part in our final round.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Brian.
Did you have a sandwich?
No, I had a donut.
All right.
I guess are burgers sandwiches?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Brian, do an ad read. Go. While I get the next round set up. Go.
Are you a man? Do you like driving big things?
Yes. Big trucks.
Big wheels.
Big backs.
Big engines.
Big wheels.
Well, then, the new Fiat is the new Fiat Explorer is for you.
It's got 12 room capacity.
Some people call it a clown car, but you know what we call it? A man's car.
Because in this clown-eat-clown world, only the manliest clown survives.
God gives clowns his funniest battle.
The F stands for f***.
No! It's funny, because I can edit that out.
Fiat.
The F stands for fiat. Fun.
The F stands for furries. Yo, that was pretty epic.
You didn't have your headphones on. It was an air horn.
Yeah, no, I heard it in just a little bit.
Okay, this next question, two correct answers. One that is so incorrect.
So incorrect.
Here is your next question.
Naughty,
but first,
naughty. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
But first, I will give you the answers. The Macintosh operating system, the USB drive, the BlackBerry. Here is your question. Two of these were released publicly in the year 1999. Do you know which ones?
Can you repeat the
The Macintosh answers? Operating system, the USB drive, the BlackBerry. Please write down your choices now. Write it down, cover it up, wait until I ask for it. All right, Brian. What answer have you gone for?
BlackBerry.
The BlackBerry. Oh,
that's a
Charlie,
shame.
What answer have you gone for?
I put down USB.
All right. Danny?
I put down BlackBerry.
It's a tiebreak.
He copied me.
So, raise your hand to buzz in and guess the answer to this question. Whoever gets it right will have the choice. All BlackBerry devices use either the specially designed BlackBerry OS or this open source operating system.
Is it Android?
It is Android, Brian, which means, Danny, you are claiming the Macintosh operating system. How do you feel about that?
You know, I don't really know.
Danny, you're a Linux gamer, right?
Yeah, you know, it's okay.
We'll see how it goes.
I mean, last time I got stuck with Meat City, I had a pretty good experience.
All right. Brian, you picked BlackBerry. Charlie,
yep.
You picked the USB drive. Danny, you picked the Macintosh operating system. Well,
pick is a strong word.
Pick is a strong word. Why did you do that? All right.
Those are my cell bars.
Everyone.
Well, before I reveal which one of you is incorrect, I will reveal one of you who is correct with the BlackBerry. Brian, you are in the final round.
Crazy.
Which means Danny, Charlie, one of you will go on to the final round. The other, I'm trying to remember what I have. Oh, yeah, it's a sound effect where you run, slip on a banana peel, and then crash.
Is the banana peel part of a sandwich?
No.
I cannot die. I can never die happy.
All right. I'm going to reveal the wrong answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The wrong answer. The USB drive. Goodbye, Charlie.
Whoa, freedom. I'm out of here, baby. My chains came off. Let's go.
Tiebreaker for nothing.
Bye-bye. Oh,
wait, Charlie, how can you run if you're, you're restrained?
Go. Dude, the chains fell off. I'm free.
scream and roll away from the microphone.
Do you know what USB stands for?
Ah!
Danny, Brian, you have made it to the final round where you will go up against two of the champions from the other group. We will find out who you are going to be facing off against next.
Steve Harvey?
No! All right, welcome back, everybody. It is... my chair. It is now part two of the game. Danny and Brian have already advanced to the final round. Now, it's time to see who will join them. Introducing our next four contestants, champion of the lightning round, it's Becca Scott.
Hello.
Champion of clue giving, it's Lou.
Hi.
Champion of clue guessing, it's Chris Taverner.
That's me.
And the wild card, Isabel Georges.
Ooh, I may have lost, but I'm still here.
That is very true. Isabel is back for reasons. And we're going to move
because
on.
Because I'm a crowd favorite, CJ.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Wow, you're making
bringing in the viewers.
All right. Wait, Isabel, say something again real quick.
Because I'm a crowd favorite, CJ.
All right, perfect. Okay, so let me, for our audience and for the people here, explain the game show that we are in the process of playing. The game show is 101 Ways to Leave a Game Show. Very simple. You only need to answer 4 questions to win the game. But answer a single question incorrectly, you are off the show. I kick you out, you're gone, that's it.
Oh, God.
No. So each round, it's multiple choice. One of the answers is wrong, and if you get stuck with that wrong answer, you're eliminated.
Uh-oh.
All right. Let's take some time now, because we are speeding through this episode, to get to know some of our contestants. Becca Scott, so for our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire episode, the contestants were Katie and Charlie. In the last 5 minutes of the episode, we were just like, oh, why don't we call Becca and have her try and play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the last 5 minutes of the show. We call Becca. Becca just absolutely crushes all 15 questions to become a millionaire in 5 minutes somehow.
Yeah. it was 90% lucky guesses.
Yeah. It took Becca 5 minutes what it took Charlie and Katie maybe 30 minutes to do. Unfortunately, that footage has been lost forever. Very sad.
Oh, now you have no way to know if I made that whole thing up.
Yeah, it could be not real.
Well, we didn't win $1 million in our episode, so.
Yeah, wait, we're supposed to be getting money?
Yeah, CJ. I wasn't supposed to tell you guys that part.
Yeah, Becca, why did you say that?
You didn't even have a budget for a slot machine for our
episode. All right, Lou, one of the winners of our pyramid episode, which aired last week, totally didn't air 2 days ago. So you and Chris, you were on the episode. You were on the show before. You were on the Jeopardy episode
and
Redemption
lost.
Round,
and lost against Danny, who is in the final round.
Oh man!
So some redemption there.
Perhaps. I'd like to think that I'm better with, you know, people that I care about.
All right.
Not to say that
good
I
good thing we're competing against each other this round.
Yeah, no, you're going down, Chris. Love you.
No. All right, Chris. Another champion of our pyramid episode. Who do you think is better at trivia between you and Lou?
Ooh, probably Lou.
No. Oh my God. No. Chris is like.
I don't know. I was.
Chris is like constantly talking about facts and stuff. Like, I'm bad at memorizing things. He's like. I feel like you're better at memorizing things.
See, I know my problem for this round is I can't just brute force overconfidence it like I could the last game where you could just kind of keep going.
Yeah, no, like I think the issue is that I think that game was like very reliant upon communication. You know, like when you're dating somebody, I pray that like we're good at talking to each other, kind
game
of.
Show champions.
All right.
Champion's a strong word.
Yes. Isabel,
it's me.
Who lost our Joker's Wild episode.
Don't remind me.
Against Brett. Brett, who has already been eliminated from this episode.
Ha!
Bad sign.
Revenge.
Now, do you think, what would you do if you came back into this Tournament of Champions and beat 7 other champions to win?
I would probably be rather insufferable for a number of days.
All right. And now that, so this episode, this part of the episode was totally not recorded 3 weeks after the other part, and I totally had the trophy there last time, but I'm going to show everyone here just because I totally had it here last time.
Whoa!
Ooh, it is the game show. Beautiful. Game show Leg Kirby.
Leg Kirby.
Leg Kirby.
Wow. I really don't know how to feel about that.
I do. He's a beautiful boy. I'd treasure him forever.
We get really the full waist on that Kirby.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's like,
like it's not just the legs.
And it's got, are they like wearing like a underwear? Is that
no.
Well, I mean, it's got the Ken doll smooth in the front.
Yeah, so, like, you don't really know, like, what... Oh, my God, non-binary Kirby confirmed.
All right, and with that, we will get into the first question.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, we're going to play 101 Ways to Leave a Game Show. I'm going to give you the question, but first, I'm going to give you the answers. Zombie Girl Scout Massacre.
Okay.
Chemist Tycoon. Princess Tomato in Salad Kingdom. Ninja Baseball Batman. The question is, three of these are actual video game titles that have been released. I want you to write down any one of those three on your note cards right now.
Whoa.
Can
we get those again?
Yeah.
All right. Zombie Girl Scout Massacre. Chemist Tycoon. Princess Tomato in Salad Kingdom. Ninja Baseball Batman. Three of those are real video game titles. One of them is not. If you write down the one that is not, you could be off the show.
This is terrifying.
I'm terrified.
All right, have you all submitted your answers? All right.
Indeed.
Isabel, we go to you. Please reveal your answer.
Princess Tomato in Salad Kingdom.
All right. Have you played that video game before?
I have not, but it does sound like a real video game.
Okay. Any thoughts on when it would have been released if it was real?
Oh. 2010.
All right.
That feels like the vibe for a lot of these.
Chris, what have you written?
I'm with you. Princess Tomato and Salad Kingdom.
All right, we'll have a tiebreaker in a moment. Any thoughts? Have you heard of this game before, Chris?
No. The only one I feel like I could conceivably, like, okay, this is my problem. I wanted to put Chemist Tycoon because I know Tycoon games exist.
Yes.
But I'm like, I don't know. If it's not real, I'm going to be so mad. So I did not pick that
one. If it is real, I want to play it.
I just know, like, they've got, like the like kitchen ones,
yeah,
like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's like a red flag or a red herring.
Yeah. Lou.
I put down Ninja Baseball Batman because I do know there is an iteration of Batman where it takes place in feudal Japan.
Okay.
And so, like, my thought process is that, like, okay, that exists. Why not play baseball?
Baseball's big in Japan.
Right. Your answer is locked in, but I will say it is Batman, not Batman. two words there. But maybe.
Oh, baseball bat.
Oh.
I did not put that together.
I feel a little silly. Well, like, also, yeah, no, baseball is
No,
big
I was
in
definitely
Japan.
Thinking that too.
All right. Becca. What have you answered?
I am also a Princess Tomato stan.
We have three for Princess Tomato.
God, if that's the one that's not real, that would be hilarious. You just win after like 5 minutes.
All right, well, one thing is certain. Lou, Ninja Baseball Batman is yours. Ooh. So hold on to that. The rest of you have a tie break.
Oh, no.
Oh, because we have to get four right answers. Yeah. So we have to get it.
All right, so here's how it works. I'm going to read you a question. The first person to raise their hand and give me the correct answer will win Princess Tomato and Salad Kingdom.
Does this count for getting a question wrong? You're out.
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. What is the primary ingredient of Thousand Island dressing? Isabel.
Mayonnaise.
Correct.
I would.
Isabel has taken Princess Tomato and Salad
Kingdom. That's fair. I pride myself on not knowing mayonnaise-based dressings.
I don't understand the appeal of mayonnaise.
If it doesn't have aioli in the name, I'm not interested in the mayonnaise dressing.
See, the thing is, most dressings are mayonnaise-based.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, Becca, there are two choices left.
Oh.
Please write down which one you want out of Chemist Tycoon and Zombie Girl Scout Massacre.
Oh, God, this is going to torture me.
I know.
So, wait, one of them is going
one
to
One of them?
Out.
Well, no. Maybe one of you two has the wrong one.
There's Whoa! Oh, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, I'm not. I haven't revealed which ones are right or wrong yet.
Oh.
Oh, man. I'm a little nervous now.
All right, Chris, what have you gone for?
I'm going for Chemist Tycoon.
All right, Becca?
Zombie Girl Scout Massacre.
No more tie breaks. Everyone has a choice.
I'm scared.
I was honestly hoping for a tie break and then you just take it so I don't even have to think about what my answer is.
Well, now you do have to think about it. If I can find where the heck... All right, here's Zombie Girl Scout Massacre.
Thank you.
Let me get heckin' the other one. Ah. There you go, Chemist Tycoon.
Okay.
All right. One of you has made the wrong choice.
Oh, God.
And is eliminated from the show.
And for that, you will be killed.
What? No. No, in the show, they just...
What's the pit in the other room for?
Well, in the show...
The, yeah, the one with spikes.
In the original show, they actually did, like, drop people off of buildings. They strapped them to the top of a plane and then flew away. Mm-hmm. They rolled them in a giant metal ball down a hill.
But we didn't have the budget for that, of course.
We didn't have the budget, so instead I made these sound effects that are just, like, cartoon sound effect chaos. So I'll play those once you're eliminated. And you can pretend to be falling into a pit to your doom.
And you'll also be
I'll scream.
What? No.
I can't scream.
All right. Isabel?
Yes.
You have Princess Tomato and Salad Kingdom.
Indeed, I do.
Lou?
Yes.
You have Ninja Baseball Batman.
Yeah.
Chris? You ended up with Chemist Tycoon. Becca? You ended up with Zombie Girl Scout Massacre. I'm going to reveal one of the correct answers.
Oh, my God.
CJ, you're killing me.
Yay!
With Princess Tomato and Salad Kingdom. Isabel's in the next round.
Huzzah!
Next up.
Polygon, you're out.
I'm gonna hold the suspense for a good 5 seconds right now.
CJ, I swear. You know what? I'm CJ? Already safe and I still feel it.
Another
your lineage.
Another correct answer. Ninja Baseball Batman.
Whoa. I uncurse your lineage.
I'll be honest. I did not think that was a safe one.
Sometimes you gotta play it fast and loose, Chris.
All right.
I'm really sad it's not
Chris.
It's Batman.
You have Chemist Tycoon. Becca, you have Zombie Girl Scout Massacre. One of you is wrong.
No way.
The wrong answer is, hold for dramatic pause, Zombie Girl Scout Massacre. Becca.
Oh. Yo.
What am I listening to?
I told you cartoon chaos sound effects.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Becca is off the show. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Becca.
Bye, guys. Good luck.
Thanks for being on the show, Becca.
Okay, so I see this next question, then someone doesn't necessarily get the wrong answer.
No, there are only three choices.
Choices.
I thought I was safer now.
Nope. All right. Thanks for being here, Becca. You can stay and watch the chaos if you want. All right, thank you.
Someone get that Kirby thing.
Oh, we will.
Okay.
Oh.
Uh-oh. All right. I'm really excited for this because if Isabel gets a correct answer in this question, I'm going to make it so it's just the two of you for the final one, because that increases dramaticness.
I don't want to fight him. Look at that face. I mean, like, you can't see it, but it's, like, one of the most beautiful faces in the whole darn world. I don't want to fight that.
Well, it's time.
But I will if I have to.
It's time for the next question.
All right.
But first, here are the answers. Why is one of the mics is buzzing? I'm going to hope it's fine. All right. SpongeBob SquarePants. Ben 10. Kung Fu Panda. Two of these cartoons have had officially licensed Lego sets. Can you name one of them?
Can we get the choices one more time?
All right. SpongeBob SquarePants, Ben 10, Kung Fu Panda. There's still some buzzing, but I don't know how to fix it. I'm going to say it's normal, and hopefully I can remove it in post. All right. Isabel, what answer have you gone with?
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. Fan of the movie?
It's a great movie.
Can you imagine a Lego set based on Kung Fu Panda?
More than the other two.
All right.
I think more than the other two is what I went with.
Okay. Chris, what have you gone for?
I'm going for SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Like the show?
Yes. like the movie.
Okay. I've seen like clips of the show from recent years. It's not good.
I don't know, there's still some gems.
Still some gems? Okay. Lou, what have you gone for?
I also went for SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right.
Dear.
Only one thing is for certain. Isabel, you have Kung Fu Panda.
Indeed, I do.
Could be right, could be wrong. But for now, Lou and Chris have to do a tiebreak.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Due to the death of the show's creator in 2018, people started petitions to have this song played at the next Super Bowl.
Oh, I know exactly the song, but I don't know what it's called.
I do not know game shows, nor do I know football.
All I can think of, I don't want to say it, I'll say it afterwards, but all I can think is a song that it definitely isn't. Like a different song, like I know
the
that
Sicko
song.
Mode, there was like the other one, I don't think it's the SpongeBob song.
I could sing it.
That's literally what I'm asking you. The questions are relating to the choice that is being contested.
Does it have to do with Jeopardy?
No, what?
No, because Alex Trebek, like, that was, like, recent.
Wait, hold on. I gotta think.
I think what CJ's trying to tell you is it's about SpongeBob.
No, yeah.
All right, if you can't get it, I'll go to a different tiebreaker question. All right. Can you name any Ben 10
alien?
Oh, wait, Chris.
Sweet victory.
All right.
Yes.
Chris gets SpongeBob.
I was thinking of the winner.
Okay, you know what?
Wait, can I just say what I was thinking of though immediately? I was thinking of the winner takes it all from was it Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
That's all I could think of.
No, because they ended up playing Sicko Mode and
Sicko Mode from SpongeBob.
All right. Oh, dramatic pause.
Like I feel pretty comfortable with Ben 10 actually. That was my second answer. All
right. One of you has made the wrong choice and is eliminated. And to make things even more dramatic,
we don't need that.
I'm going to flip a coin to see who I eliminate first. Hey Siri, flip a coin.
It's
do you want an actual coin? I have coins on me.
No, I'm good. All right. Isabel,
mm-hmm.
You have Kung Fu Panda.
Yep.
Chris, you have SpongeBob SquarePants. Lou, you got stuck with Ben 10.
I'm not stuck with it. It was my second choice anyway. I accept where I am.
I'm going to give you one of the correct answers.
Oh, my God.
With a SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, right. I had a SpongeBob SquarePants Lego set as a kid.
My brother
That's how
had
I knew
one.
It.
So did I. Isabel?
Mm-hmm.
Lou?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of you is wrong.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
The wrong answer is Kung Fu Panda.
I knew it!
I was leaning towards Kung Fu Panda.
There are no Kung Fu Panda Lego sets. I was obsessed with the movie franchise as a child because there's not a lot of Asian representation in media. So you would imagine that.
All right.
Isabel, I thought you were talking about Ben 10 for a second. I was like, what?
What?
Isabel, I am sorry you are off the show.
Oh, no.
You have not seen the last of me, CJ All Silverman. Right.
Lou.
Bye.
Oh, somehow this is the most tragic possible outcome. That this question.
Shall we pull like a Hunger Games? Like
uproot this whole show?
Yeah.
All right.
Nah, it's more fun.
Yeah. Well, Lou, Chris. The two of you will come back for our final round, and that'll take place in just a few minutes. We will be right back. If I can hit the right button, see you in a minute. It's the final round. We started with 8 contestants. We are down to 4. Let's introduce them again. Returning from group 1, Danny DeMelfi.
Hello, everyone.
Brian Payne.
Yeah.
And from group 2, Chris Taverner.
Woo!
And Lou.
You'll never know my last name.
Isn't it crazy how this is the exact same day as when we recorded?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It feels like it was 3 weeks ago, but it was really just
busy day.
Half an hour ago.
It's a really busy day.
Yeah. All right. Well, the 4 of you have made it to the final round. One of you will take home the all-important leg Kirby.
Oh my god.
He's a beautiful boy.
But three of you must be eliminated first. Only one can win. You remember the rules of the game? I'm going to ask you two multiple choice questions. Each one has one wrong answer. Get a question wrong, you're eliminated. No chance at the leg Kirby and the title of game show champion champion.
Not even one leg?
Not even one leg.
Not even a toe?
Not even a toe.
What about?
Why can't I have a toe from the leg Kirby?
Could you do us a favor and turn that bad boy around?
My god.
If you want to see what it looks like, you can look at wjrh.org. It is the thumbnail for this episode.
That is a thick trophy.
Anyway.
Wow.
The four of you are here, and there are only two questions between you and the leg Kirby.
Hey, I wish the folks at home could see the doodles we're making on these note cards.
Yeah, what are you drawing? What are you drawing over there?
Boots.
Well,
boots.
we're thinking about legs right now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. We made some boots.
Okay.
I made some boots. You're gonna finish the boots.
Yeah, I'm mostly just watching. Oh, yeah, I'll finish here. Hold on.
Yeah, finish the boots.
I'm adding. Picture this at home. If you really, really want to follow along, there's these really detailed legs. And I'm just connecting a stick figure person to them.
Beautiful.
All right. And I'm putting his hands on his hips.
Let's take some time now to get to know our champions a bit more. He's a cutie. Winner of our first episode ever that has been lost to history because the radio recording program totally broke. Brian Payne, winner of our duel episode.
Woo! Yay!
Brian, it's been a while since you've been on the show.
Besides 30 minutes ago.
It's been a ride. How has your status as game show champion changed your life?
Well, every morning I wake up, I step on some children.
How old?
A day in the life.
How old?
Around 7. Just, they need to be good shoe sizes.
Oh my gosh. See, can we redo that? Because I don't know if I can air that.
I do it all in Minecraft.
I'm going to have to run that by FCC correspondent Charlie.
I do it all
is that a real person?
I do it in Minecraft.
Yeah, it's Brian's roommate.
Run that by like a gov law major.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Run it by my roommate. She's a gov law major.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Brian. How has being a game show champion changed your life?
Pretty good. I wake up every morning, step on some kittens.
Okay. All right. I really hope we can air all of that.
I wake up every morning, put my pants on one leg at a time, just like anyone else would.
But the pants are made out of lizards.
Yeah.
All right.
They're all legally imported.
Got some sneaky lizard pants.
All right. If you only heard that last statement, then that means I had to edit a lot. But anyway, oops. Danny DeMelfi, winner of our fourth episode, the Jeopardy episode, and a familiar face in the studio with us today.
That's true.
How does it feel coming
honestly,
back?
Honestly?
Yeah?
Pretty sad.
Okay.
I mean, no, sad that there's a familiar face. I mean, not that I'm not happy to see you. It's just...
No, you despise me. I'm here to destroy you.
It's just, you know, I already beat you once, and... Whoa. I mean, it's fine. It'll be easy. I mean, you lost by quite a lot, so...
The only reason why I lost is because I took risks. I live life on the edge, Danny. How do you think I met Chris?
Huh? We have fun here on this game show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, you took risks, but... I earn my way here, so.
Ooh. I'm trying to cowboy.
Are you saying that I, a non-binary Asian individual, do not earn my way? Come on, Danny, we're waiting.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Do you think that I, a non-binary Asian individual, did not earn my way to where I am now?
Sorry, I can't hear your voice a little.
Are you trying to silence my voice as a non-binary Asian individual?
All right. Anyway, Danny.
Save it for the game show.
How would you feel if you were the one to walk out of here with the leg Kirby?
I would feel with my hands, but I would be pretty happy.
Okay, that That's a perfect answer.
I put my hands on one wrist at a time.
Lou!
Hey!
Both you and Chris made it through the first round.
I know, I'm very proud of us.
I'm still thinking about Ben 10 Bionicles.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they were.
Is that right? My God, that makes me so happy.
They were like these big Lego figures that were like the aliens.
Oh.
It wasn't like a building or something.
Where was that in my life?
I don't know. They stopped making them a while ago. I think it was a very limited thing. But anyway.
Hey.
Why, Brian? Did that last time, too.
I don't know. What?
Anyway, Lou, you could be taking home the leg Kirby as well.
He's a very beautiful boy.
Indeed.
See, this is kind of... I got like a 50-50 shot here because if Lou takes home the leg Kirby, I'm sure I'll see it again. Yeah. So I'll be fine with that outcome.
Yeah.
All right. And Chris. Chris.
I'm going to put this at the top of my Christmas tree at home.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where this is going if I win it.
And the base is a star.
Yeah.
Horizontally, yeah.
It's religious imagery, in all honesty.
Actually, Kirby is...
I worship this false idol.
This is a representation of God, and if we analyze it the way that the art students do, we are created in his image, but only our lower half. Which I think
all right. Well...
By the way, are we supposed to hear nothing out of these headphones?
It's a problem. I don't know why. I think one of them broke.
Okay, I see.
All right. Anyway, before we can find out who will be taking home the leg Kirby, we need to eliminate one more of you.
Uh-oh.
But then also two others, right?
Don't be worried. I have a question to do it. But first, here are the answers.
Ho-ho.
Dippin' Dots. University of California, Santa Barbara.
Oh my what? God.
The what? Utah Jazz. The city of Gary, Indiana. Now for the question. In episodes of Undercover Boss, the head of three of the following places has gone undercover. Write down one of them that you think is correct.
Can you repeat the answers?
Dippin' Dots. University of California, Santa Barbara. The Utah Jazz. The city of Gary, Indiana. Write down your answer.
Of the city of Gary, Indiana.
Write down your answer.
Went undercover. What?
All right. Let's see what you have said. Danny, what have you put down?
I said A, Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots. Fan of Dippin' Dots?
I've never had them
You've
before.
Never had Dippin' Dots?
Whoa.
No.
That's a shame. They are quite interesting.
Interesting.
No, Lou.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
No changing your answer.
Cute.
All right.
Did you also put Dippin' Dots?
I think we're about to find out.
Yeah.
I don't like fighting with people. That's the issue.
Hey, Lou, what did you put down?
Dippin' Dots.
All right. We've got two people with Dippin' Dots. Are you a fan of Dippin' Dots?
You know what? I drive a Dippin' Dots. They're not like my favorite ice cream, but I will not turn down the dot.
That is fair.
Dippin' the dots, dude.
Have you ever had the birthday cake flavor?
Yes, it's rainbow. I'm gay.
I think I've only ever had Dippin' Dots like at the zoo. I can't think of any other time I've had them.
There's nowhere else where they are, right?
Can you buy them at the store?
You can.
I think you can, yeah.
I once like went to the mall. It was like, okay. So like,
it's a mall, like kiosk food, too.
Yeah.
You know, because like the mall nearby where I live doesn't have any ice cream spots because, you know, late stage capitalism bad.
Middle of Pennsylvania bad.
No, late stage capitalism is when no ice cream, dude. So like, yeah, no, like my buddy Chris, not this Chris, other Chris from back home. We call him Chris 1 and he's Chris 2. Okay, so either way, Chris 1 and I, we do these things called white girl days where like essentially because neither of us are white women. So like it's like we make everyone else, like if something is bothering us, we will make it everybody's problem. We like go drive about the town being loud and obnoxious like a white woman. Not to say that women are obnoxious. I love women.
Like, comment, and subscribe at home if you're a white woman.
So like it's specifically a Karen day. Basically it's our day to act like we don't take it out on like people who work at the stores, but literally everyone else. Karen time, baby. So we like ride around on our bikes, like we do our nails, like I dye my hair a funky color, and we go places, and we went to the mall, and it's like run down because late stage capitalism is when no mall, I guess.
Yeah.
And like we got Dippin' Dots one day, and it was fantastic. Delicious. It was magical. What are you doing? Okay, so like, my friend here is
we're watching like a magic show.
Yeah, Brian's just in the process of balancing their phone with their headphone cable.
Yeah, this is very confusing. So yeah, no, we get Dippin' Dots at the mall, occasionally a pretzel if we're feeling a little peckish, but usually we just kind of walk around the library.
Is the pretzel from Auntie Anne's?
No, actually, the Auntie Anne's.
That's a mall food.
Yeah.
No, it literally tastes just like an Auntie Anne's pretzel, but it's like a smaller business because the Auntie Anne's said, no, we don't want to like sell pretzels here anymore. And so like we're just stuck with not Auntie Anne's pretzels that taste like Auntie Anne's pretzels, but then, So like, yeah, we do that. We go to the library. We go to the children's section. We pick up the silliest sounding children's book and read it out loud.
Nice.
It's great. In conclusion, I encourage everyone to have a white woman day where they pretend to be a Karen without disturbing people. It's great. It's so good for the mental health.
Indeed.
I highly recommend being a white woman.
All right. We now return to Chris. Chris, what did you put down?
Gary, Indiana.
What?
Because I knew no one else was going to pick it, but I feel like it's definitely true.
I have a question. How does the head of Gary, Indiana just go undercover?
Well, I imagine it's like the mayor or something.
Yeah, does he just like wear a hoodie and like some jeans and like walks around town like?
I guess so. I'm about to find out. If it's not true, I'm going to be very sad.
Have you ever been to Gary, Indiana?
Nope.
Okay.
Wait, what's the biggest city in Indiana?
Indiana.
Cleveland. I've been to Cleveland.
That's Ohio.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been to Indiana. All
right.
Did you
Brian.
Know that... sorry.
No, go ahead.
There is a Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh.
So, like, my parents went to Purdue.
Yeah.
And Purdue is in the city of Lafayette, Indiana.
Yeah.
Much to their chagrin.
Yeah.
Their kid going to Lafayette.
Yeah.
That's an crazy. Eastern. So I'm waiting for, like, my offspring or my apprentice. I think most likely I'm going to have an apprentice someday. I'm not going to have children. It's going to be, like, this bum kid that I pick off the streets, and I'm like, you're my apprentice now. I'm going to teach you how to be annoying and make film.
All right.
And, my apprentice will someday go to a school called Easton.
In Purdue City.
Relatedly, there is an Easton, Maryland, I believe, that is much smaller than Easton, Pennsylvania, which, you know, isn't...
That's
much.
Yeah. All right. Brian, what did you write down?
I drew this cool fit. I wrote down Dippin' Dots.
Right. Oh my god, the three-way tie again.
We have a three-way tie.
That is crazy.
And you know what's funny? I was more certain about Dippin' Dots, but this is the exact outcome I wanted to avoid.
Well,
you should have done it. We would have
maybe it has paid off. God. Maybe I'm giving you the wrong answer, it but could Gary, be. Indiana is yours. And for the other three, we go into a tie break. So raise your hand when you have the answer to this question.
The answer.
All right. To create Dippin' Dots, ice cream mix is frozen using what liquid element? Lou.
Liquid nitrogen.
Correct. Lou is taking Dippin' Dots.
Maybe I am a STEM major.
Oh, my God.
What are the other two options?
STEM major, right. Lou.
Brian and Danny, the two of you need to write down another answer between the Utah Jazz and University of California, Santa Barbara.
Do you want Jazz or whatever that other one was?
I don't know. I don't really have a preference.
You just got to write down the one that you want.
I'll go with the one that's jazz. Not jazz.
Watch
this one
is incorrect.
Right.
I'm so
those Mormons jam?
I don't even write it
maybe
down.
Maybe Mormons got the best jazz out there. Chris, you better become a Mormon.
Brian is going with the Utah Jazz. Danny is going with the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Unfortunately, yeah.
There you go.
I'm nervous.
All right.
Please let Dippin' Dots be wrong.
The four of you have chosen your answers. Mm-hmm. Danny has ended up with the University of California, Santa Barbara. Chris has ended up with Dippin' Dots.
Wait.
No, Chris has ended up with Gary, Indiana.
Right.
We're not the same person, CJ.
Lou has ended up with Dippin' Dots. And Brian has ended up with the Utah Jazz.
Holy F.
Thanks, Brian. Well,
holy Q.
I can reveal one of the correct answers. Dramatic pause.
Oh my gosh.
Do I need to curse your bloodline again?
Nope. A correct answer is the city of Gary, Indiana.
Yes! Oh,
Chris,
nice, Chris
is in the final round.
I'm so proud of you.
Intense.
Gary. Wait, I gotta watch that episode now.
Are there correct answers or are there three?
There are three correct answers.
Oh, okay.
I can't help but think.
And another one of the correct answers is Dippin' Dots.
Yo! Whoa. Oh, God!
Lou and Chris, you are in the final round, and we'll have a 1 in 3 chance at winning the leg curve.
This dance again.
Brian.
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 Is wrong.
Danny.
We fought together in the last round, Brian.
One of you is correct and moving on to the final round. One of you is woefully not correct.
I leave it up to you if I lose, Brian.
Thank you.
The wrong answer. Well, first, Danny is with the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Yes.
Brian is with the Utah Jazz.
Jazz is wrong.
The wrong answer.
That's a drum roll.
Let me make sure I know which button I need to press.
Does that
the
sound like
wrong answer is
Utah.
University of California, Santa Barbara. Oh, I'm sorry, Danny.
How was I right?
Oh, he's being dropped. Oh no, goodbye, Danny.
Oh my god. Here's Lord of the Flies.
Danny, dang. I'm sorry, that was incorrect. You have been eliminated.
How was
Thank
I
you
right?
for being here.
The Utah Jazz.
The Utah Jazz, someone did, the owner of the Utah Jazz did go undercover. Same with the mayor of Gary, Indiana.
Nice.
And the president of Dippin' Dots.
So sad.
All right. Danny, you can stay if you want. You can stay in the corner, right, watch the fun. But either way, we're gonna shift you all up so you can each have your own microphone at this point.
Yay!
I'm going to go play Bug Fables. It's a pretty good game.
All right.
Have fun.
Thanks for being here, Danny.
Good Thank luck. You for having me. Brian?
I got this.
All right.
CJ, let me know who wins.
Okay.
How was I right?
The Utah Jazz.
Later, Danny.
I gotta listen to that later.
Yeah. Finally, I beat you.
Ooh.
Oh, how the turntables.
All right.
Little Lou. Last name redacted.
What?
Is it first name redacted?
I got gut.
All right. Thanks for playing, Danny.
See you, Danny.
I'm an architect.
Yeah.
My big question is it Lou last name redacted or Lou first name redacted?
Excellent question.
That is a good. I feel like you have to be the decider of that.
Well, in the immortal words of Grace VanderWaal.
Yeah, Lou is actually.
I don't know my
don't invoke Grace VanderWaal's name in this.
Lou's actually their middle name, the first and last name.
Yeah.
Lou.
Hey.
Chris.
Yes.
Brian. You've made it. You've made it to the final question. A bit of a rule change here.
Oh.
Only one answer in this question is correct.
That's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah. So, one of you will be correct and is walking out of here with the leg Kirby on this question. Are you ready to find out what the question is?
Fingers crossed it's a geography question.
I'm praying that it's a film question. Please be a film question.
All right. Here is your final question. But first, of course, here are the answers. Baguette. Croissant, quiche. The question is, one of these words has been a Scripps National Spelling Bee winning word. Write down which one you think it is.
Do we have to spell it correctly?
No.
Oh my God.
Could you say them again?
Baguette, croissant, quiche. Write down your answers and flip over your note cards once you are ready. All right. Lou.
Hey.
Reveal what answer you have gone for.
Quiche.
Oh, no.
All right. Can you spell quiche?
I'm an English major. I can't spell anything.
K.
All right.
C.
All right. So how do you think it's spelled?
Q-U-I-C-H-E.
Brian, what have you gone for?
K-E-E-S-H.
All right, Chris, what have you gone for?
Quiche, but spelled the same way as Lou. Did we all guess quiche?
Guessed quiche. Brian, you
I think we're right. That makes me more confident.
You were not correct with the spelling.
I am aware. But that's a good sign.
All right, well, that is a three-way tiebreaker on this last question.
Yeah.
So, raise your hand when you know the answer to this question. The main ingredients of quiche Lorraine are cheese and what?
Egg.
I saw Chris's first.
I'm sorry, I said it immediately.
A plague upon your house.
I shouldn't have.
I did see Chris's hand like a fraction of a second first.
So I don't even know what quiche is.
You have quiche. Lou.
Were you going to say egg, Lou?
No, I was going to say something different.
Were you actually?
Like, because I was thinking, like, okay, yeah, no dirt. Like, there's egg and quiche, and I was thinking, like, what's in a quiche, Lorraine? I'm not the brightest.
Okay. Can I look up what quiche is?
It's like a breakfast casserole pie type
thing. I thought it was so a vegetable.
I remember it from Undertale.
All right. Brian, Lou, there are two choices left.
You want the classic baguette, or do you want the croissant?
No,
are
right,
you
going to
finish that?
You gotta write down what you want, Brian. Don't no collaborating. Write down which choice you would like out of baguette and croissant. any time now.
I'm a little nervous. Just
if it isn't quiche, I'll be.
I'm gonna spell it terribly.
Yeah. All right,
because it might not be.
Yeah.
Lou, what have you gone for?
In the immortal words of Carl Weezer. croissant.
Brian?
Croissant.
No!
Another tiebreaker!
This is so dramatic.
All right. So this is going to be the final tiebreaker question because there's only one choice left after this.
What? Oh my God.
So raise your hand when you know the answer to this question. Croissant dough is made using this technique, which is also a word for sealing papers in plastic. Brian?
Laminating.
That is correct.
What?
Whoa.
That's stupid.
The way that I do make croissants at home, and I didn't know that.
All right.
Laminating.
The final choices have been made. Chris got the first choice of quiche. Brian got their next choice of croissant. And Lou was stuck with baguette.
The Lou overs. The Luft overs. Leftover. Left. I'm trying.
All right.
I don't even like quiche.
One of you is correct and is the winner of Game Show Game Show. But first, I'm going to eliminate one of you.
Oh, darn.
Later.
A wrong answer is baguette. Lou.
Oh, no, I'm being dropped. I'm falling. I'm falling. Oh, my gosh. Chris is sobbing. He's so sad. I'm at my death.
That was good form on the fall.
Yeah.
At what cost?
All right, and then there were two. Chris, you picked quiche. Brian,
okay. You
picked croissant.
Tell me I'm wrong.
One of those is correct.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And one of you is about to be eliminated.
You got this, Chris.
The correct answer and the winner of the 101 Ways to Leave a Game Show Tournament of Champions Game Show episode is... Drum roll, please. The correct answer is croissant.
No,
Chris,
no!
I'm sorry.
Yeah!
Ryan,
oh, nice.
You have won Game Show season 1. You are the recipient of the leg Kirby.
Fun fact: I tried to pick every answer wrong for this final for both.
Oh my gosh!
Thank
well,
you.
My lord,
Ryan.
Oh my god!
You have won Game Show. How do you feel right now?
Is he actually gonna step on children or kittens or put his pants on one leg at a time?
I think
they're made out of dragon scales.
I think I'm gonna put on my Heelys and ride down the hill tonight.
All right,
as you should.
Victory run.
All right, well, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. I have been your host, CJ Silverman. This has been Game Show. We'll be back next year with more episodes, possibly with Lou, Chris, and Brian.
Yay.
I won't be back. I died.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next year. Have a great break.
That's
Have
how
a great
you
Christmas.
Spell quiche?
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.